You made out? He's grabbing your ass, lots of kissing and grabbing and fondling and probably some manipulation of certain nether regions. That's enough. You're a married woman, that's enough. That's enough to qualify as cheating, okay? Sorry, lady. Essentially, it was a slow seduction and I allowed it. Notice how everything's happening to her. Do you see the language? I allowed it. He did it. It happened. It just happened. Nowhere is she taking accountability. No accountability. More emails and texts followed. He told me he couldn't stop thinking about me. Bullshit, he's got other broads on the hook. And when I said the whole thing was foolhardy, he countered with, yes, but life enhancing. Life is short at our age. Oh, this guy knows all the buttons to push. But you should take some lessons from this dude, okay? This stuff will work on any broad, any age. The truth is, I couldn't stop thinking about him either, and I admit the delaying of the gratification was part of the excitement. Look, if you want to run into a broad at a social gathering, and she's got a wedding ring on, bar, art exhibit, whatever, but she's married, but the husband's not there, she's open game. She's looking to have an affair, okay? If she's not looking to actively have an affair, if it's not her intent, she's open to having one, okay? Hubby's not with her, so he's not able to attend. That probably means they have some kind of strained, distant relationship. If not that feeling, then certainly sexually speaking. And these types of women are starved for attention and sex. The truth is, I couldn't stop thinking about him either. And I admit the delaying of the gratification was part of the excitement. She sounds like a fucking teenager. Well, modern woman, even at 70, yeah, same mentality. So the affair probably should have lasted 3 or 4 months, but it's been going on now for almost 3 years. You gotta love the disrespect to her hubby, by the way. Yeah, no respect for him at all. No consideration. 3 years, and she just lets the relationship continue. And of course, the significant other, the affair partner's okay with that because he pays most of the bills. They're not in a relationship, so she probably pays her half of the dinner bill, if there even is a dinner bill. This guy is such a cad and philanderer. He's so canny. He's so shrewd. He probably doesn't even go out to dinner with her, you know, to avoid the possibility of him having to pay for the entire bill. And it's not expected of him because, she's married. That's another good thing about dating and banging this fucking married broad. There's no expectation for you to pay for anything. So, yeah. She goes on to say, after the first few months, it became more difficult because my sense of betraying Tom, her husband, felt more acute. Also, Nick is tricky, if charismatic. So, Tom, much younger guy. Oh boy, she's still not satisfied. It's great. He's tricky and charismatic. See, this is more blame shifting, this language. He's tricky and charismatic. He tricked me into it. He's too charismatic. He's too charming. I couldn't resist. Because I'm a slave to my emotions, is the implication. Yeah, he told me he was in debt. What a winner. Doesn't matter, though, because she's already got the beta book, dude, paying all the bills and taking care of her so she can indulge her feelings and bang the hot, good-looking Chad, dude, who doesn't have two nickels to rub together. He's in debt and that he had a drinking problem in the past. What a winner. Yeah. And, of course, there was the woman he was supposedly had left his wife for, whom he admitted he was still seeing. Wow, this guy must be really good looking. Despite what she said, tried to say about him not appearing that handsome or attractive compared to all these young hipsters, total bullshit. He must be really good looking, yeah. Really good at pushing her buttons, yeah. So he's seeing somebody else. That just adds to the allure. That just adds to his value, right? Oh, this other broad, I'm competing with this other broad. Maybe I can beat her out and get him all to myself. Woo-hoo-hoo. Yeah, what would you do with him once you got him? That guy's a alcoholic. He's a drunk. In debt. Wow, what a keeper. Yeah, yeah. But he's still seeing another broad. Oblate infrequently. Yeah, but the sex was brilliant. And I wasn't expecting to be having brilliant sex at 70. Yeah, of course not. You couldn't have brain sex with your husband? That would require me communicating with him and telling him how I feel and how I want and what he needs to do. And that's just giving him too much hand, too much power in the relationship. So instead, I'll cheat on him. Yeah. Yeah. Brilliant. There was a very brief moment, probably about 3 weeks after we started having sex, that I thought I could leave Tom for him. Just nailing it for me, honey. You are making me write every fucking thing you say. Modern women have no ability to pair bond. They've ridden too many cocks. And it's not just the biological aspect, but there's also the psychological aspect. I mean, if you constantly are sleeping with dude after dude after dude without demanding commitment from them, or you demand commitment, but they just blow you off, they dump you. Imagine the trauma for a creature that is mostly about emotion. Women are getting traumatized again and again and again, chasing these high-value dudes. And after a while, riding the cock carousel, even if there is any ability to biologically bond, psychologically, they can't do so because they're such damaged creatures. So now all they have an appreciation for is the low base things. Pleasure. Ooh. I was willing to leave my husband for 25 years because of good sex. Man. Which you could be having with your husband if you just communicated with him. But women love power too much. They'll never give their partner this kind of leverage over them by letting the partner know what they need. Yeah, modern feminist women. I was on cloud nine at that point. Yeah. I wrote to my best friend and told her I had never been happier in my entire life. At the butterflies. Yeah. The honeymoon period that doesn't last, by the way. I was on a sexual high. Yeah. Anybody want to tell me how women aren't slaves to their emotions? Read this story. I saw myself in the mirror and I was bright-eyed and vibrant and shiny-haired. Well, good sex makes your hair shiny? I wasn't aware of this. Another friend said, "You're zinging. You're zinging." Foolish, perhaps, but I did tell some friends what was going on. Gee, maybe you should tell your husband. Oh, no. You don't know whether or not this beta buck would leave you or not. If he had any self-respect, he would. I couldn't stop talking about him. Oh, my God. Yeah, some friends. I guess they're not his friends. If they were his friends and they were good friends of his, they would tell him. Around that time, I said to Nick, "When I see you, it's like when I was at boarding school." Butterflies. Yeah. "And my parents came to visit. It was that special recognition when I see your face." How special is it? He's banging other broads. Probably quite a few you don't even know about. He replied, "You're in love with me, aren't you?" Oh boy. Yeah, he must be a really good looking guy. Yeah, women will lower themselves. They will degrade themselves for the hot looking Chad, okay? Especially if they have some boring husband who is boring in the bedroom because you don't communicate with him. You got some guys taking care of the bills. That makes women like this even more accessible. Don't underestimate the cougar broad. She can be a lot of fun, wild in bed, and she doesn't expect anything more from you, generally speaking, than that bang. And you don't have to pay for anything. It's great. "You're in love with me, aren't you?" And then he said, "I know. If we still feel like this in 2 years, I'll divorce my wife, and you'll divorce Tom, and we'll get married." Say, he's still married! Him and his wife are separated, but he hasn't initiated divorce yet. Oh, so he's married to one broad, not her, banging another, probably others that she doesn't know about, and seeing her. Oh my God, this guy's so valuable. All these broads want him, but he's seeing me. It's all about her ego, all about pride. Nothing is more vainglorious and prideful than a Western broad. It was flippant and silly and obviously untrue. Yeah. Yeah, but you feel so special now. It's all about the feels, Miss Potter, Miss Artiste. And it would never have worked. He would have behaved with me as he did with his wife. Yeah, yeah. This is what women want. They want to have their cake and eat it too. They want to have some beta buck dude at home who they don't respect paying all the bills. And then they want to have the Chad on the side. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nick was without a doubt a serial seducer. Good for an affair, but not marriage material. And yet, you admit that you would have left your husband for him if he came out and said, "I'll divorce my wife and marry you." You would have left your husband for this guy, even though you know he's bad news. Did I feel guilty? Don't people, usually when they feel guilty, act upon that guilt by stopping doing? They stop doing what is creating the guilt? You ain't stopped. How guilty do you really feel? Right from the start, I felt guilty. Oh, yeah. I have a good marriage. I would question that. Yeah, she thinks it's a good marriage. Based on what? You have almost no sex with your husband. That's a good marriage? Okay. Oh, well, he's paying all the bills. That's what she thinks is a good marriage, I guess. You know, a husband who has always treated me wonderfully for the 27 years since I met him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and yet, it's not enough. I was 46 back then. He was 35. Wow, what a loser. What kind of dude hooks up with and marries a broad that's 11 years older? This guy must be, you're a beta blue pilled loser if you do this. I mean, an older broad can be good for banging, all right? You should never marry them, though, or commit to them. They have no value. They can't have kids. They're all worn out. They've been on the cock carousel for decades now. You can probably do better. So she was 46, he was 35. Yeah, I'm calling blue pill beta loser. And the truth is, I was getting a bit desperate. See, I called it. See, I called it, right? They ride the cock carousel until they can't ride it anymore. She was probably a pretty attractive broad, pretty attractive if she could ride the cock carousel into her 40s. But the clock runs out, even for the most genetically gifted broads. The wall takes no prisoners. She was starting to get desperate. She wasn't getting the attention she used to be getting. And she met this 35-year-old beta bucks dude who she figured worshipped her enough, pedestalized her enough. Yeah, venerated her enough, and who would pay all the bills. Okay, I'm going to settle on this guy. She settled. She settled. My time ran out. I wasn't able to find one of those top 20% of dudes, so he'll do. Yeah, game of musical chairs, essentially. I had never been married or even lived with anyone. I've had plenty of relationships. Yeah, we know that. Mostly lasting months rather than years, with only one of them being serious. These are red flags, by the way. If only this 35-year-old guy, when he was 35, knew about the red flags. Tons of relationships, no long-term relationships, no long-term commitments, a total inability to be in a relationship for more than a few months. Red flags galore! But, you know, beta dude, indoctrinated by feminists. Probably a male feminist, so, yeah, he doesn't know these things. Wow. So, yeah, she settled. There you go. He's a beta dude. She has no respect for him, no physical attraction to him. But he's a good provider! Yeah. It was too late for children. Yeah, no shit. 46. Quasimodo, anyone? But that didn't trouble me. I love children. And in the years, I worked as a speech therapist. So I guess she, you know, equates that with, oh, these children were my children. Yeah, it fulfilled my maternal needs. Before I went to art school in my 40s and I became a potter, I hugely enjoyed working with and helping young people. I'm close to my friends' children. Oh, yeah, because that's the same thing. You're close to the children of your friends. I'm sure that's just as fulfilling as having your own kids. Yeah. This woman, she's a potter. You can't use your fucking career as an excuse for not having kids. A potter? You could do that at home. You could have had kids. So this broad gave up a family, just as an aside. What are you thinking, ladies? You're giving up families for careers that aren't really real careers in most cases. And even if they are, what good are they when you hit 65? Then you retire. You might have some money saved up, but you have nothing of meaning in your life. No legacy to leave behind. These people don't care about meaning, though. They're all a bunch of nihilists. There is no meaning to life. Just pleasure! Tom wasn't necessarily what the doctor ordered. He's not particularly educated. When a woman says this, she's probably not that educated either. She might think that she is because she has a college degree. And these broads that have these college degrees look down on dudes that don't, but they're not particularly bright either in most cases. And he's rather short, though he's good looking. So she got... So you know she's a good looking broad just from her history and how long she rode the cock carousel. And that she's still attracting attention from philandering cads when she's 70. And she got... And you know she's settled because she's describing this guy as short, dumpy sounding, not particularly bright. Slowly, though, I realized he was creative, considerate, honest, and that our love kept growing. Guess it didn't grow enough. I don't think she knows what love is, by the way. Companionship, acceptance, kindness, that's what I have with Tom. It's not enough, though, is it? Maybe there wasn't a great deal of passion. No shit! But I'd had that with other boyfriends. We know you've had that with other boyfriends. I'd had over the years before I met him. So that should have been enough, right? No, it's never enough. Modern women are bottomless pits of constant validation being required. Constant. And if they're with somebody that they're not attracted to, they don't value that validation. They need to be validated by somebody that they are attracted to. If they're not attracted to you, it's not going to be enough for them. They'll seek it somewhere else. I suppose the affair with Nick takes me back to the passion I felt when I was young. I once asked Tom, how would you feel if I had an affair? He said, I'd leave. Oh! So he's not completely, totally 100% beta, though he's beta enough. I'm quite aware that I've been playing with fire. I would be devastated if Tom left me yet, because, you know, the philandering cad wouldn't pay your bills. And being a potter certainly doesn't, I guarantee that. And yet when you get to 70, I guess you start to reevaluate. What the fuck is wrong with you, lady? You should be a grandmother. You
You should be a fucking grandmother with your little grandkids running around your feet and fucking taking care of your grandkids. You should be retired and enjoying a nice life of contentment and peace and appreciating your bond with your hubby and your little grandkids running around. Instead, you're still working, making crappy fucking pottery in a day and age where nobody, almost nobody, needs your fucking efforts. Who the fuck needs to employ a potter? What is this, 16th century Venice? Get the fuck out of here. I don't think that's going to supply your life with enough meaning, sweetheart. Give me a break. A lot of my friends were doing grandparent duty, but not you, because of the CC, baby, and posting pictures and talking about their grandchildren all the time on Facebook. Yeah. So to fill, and this is what these old people do. This is what these old broads do. When they don't have kids, they don't have grandkids, and they get to this kind of age, if they can, they'll fill that lack of meaning in their life with pleasure, with hedonism. I don't have kids. I don't have grandkids. So I feel like there's something missing. So I'm going to try to go back to riding the CC. 70 years old. Where's your walker, sweetheart? Do you need a walker to get this fucking house? Ay, ay, ay. Maybe if I'd had children and grandchildren of my own, then I wouldn't be behaving so badly. Yeah, you wouldn't have enough time. But you got so much time on your hands. Why not? And of course, you married a dude that you have no passion with because the guys that you're attracted to, they didn't want you at 46. Of course not. They got options, yo. There's definitely this need to regain my younger self.
Yeah.
This younger woman who had passionate affairs and options. And maybe part of me thinks this is my last chance. For what? You know, of course you couldn't have that with your husband because you banged too many dudes. You've been damaged too much by too many relationships. You get too much baggage, so there's no ability to have a pair bond. You see, even if there's not that much physical attraction, virtues, valuing those virtues in another that you share with them, creates probably some of the most powerful and efficacious attraction there is. And great fucking sex. But I know she doesn't have that ability. So everything with her is about passion, about surface, shallow, facile things like pleasure for pleasure's sake.
Yeah.
The few friends I've told know Tom and are fond of him and basically would prefer me not to talk about it. They're obviously not that fond of him, or they would tell him. I think it disturbs the married ones and the single women who are working for a man may be envious.
Envious. Oh, yeah. I'm sure you have to tell yourself that.
One cut me off completely. Oh, geez. Somebody who actually has the courage of their convictions. Imagine that. She said, you want to have your cake and eat it too. Yeah. Of course you can't. She thinks she can, but there will be consequences. Trust me. Of course, look at the state of this woman's life. There's already consequences. Married for 27 years now, 28, since she's been having this affair for 3 years. Great husband. She's admitted that. Great provider. She doesn't appreciate it. She has zero meaning in her life. This is what you're looking at, ladies, if you continue along this path of hedonism. I told my friends it's over. Now, which is, it almost is. So it's not over. So they can clear their own consciences and don't have to feel that they have been made to collude anymore. See, you lied to your friends. But what is true, and I can hardly believe I'm saying this, is that I think I've enjoyed sex in my 70s with Nick more than any other time in my life. Because you need it. That's why. Because you have no other meaning in your life. And the curious thing is that my relationship with Tom... Relations with Tom are starting to become more intimate again. Oh, she's trying to justify it. Oh, the affair has been good for my marriage, don't you know? So it's a good thing. Right?
Yeah.
Something in me has been awakened. They're starting to reflect positively within my marriage. You know what happened? Was he weren't seeing the philandering cat as much because he's not reliable. He's banging other dudes. He's probably banging his still wife, this other broad, some other broad. He's got multiple plates spinning, so he's less time for you. And you want more sex because you've been sexed up by this guy. So now you're more horny. So now you're going to your husband more and expressing your needs. And guess what? He's actually fulfilling them more now that you've communicated those needs to him. But you imagine that. Yeah, this affair is starting to reflect positively within my marriage. Oh, well, then it's perfectly okay then. A lot of women my age have given up on sex, but I've always enjoyed it. Yeah, apparently not all that much. You enjoy the control in your relationship more. I suppose I still have a degree of sexual confidence.
Yeah,
good-looking broad. With a meaningless life, it helps that I've managed to maintain my weight and stay slim. I bet. I've lots of thick hair.
But it's salt and pepperish with lots of dark hair remaining, so I don't bother to diet you. Lie.
Total lie.
And I'm thinking about a non-surgical facelift. One of those chemical peels. I've always taken pride in my appearance, but the affair reminded me that I'm still attractive and that I enjoy making the effort to look good. Uh-huh, yeah. Want to find yourself another affair partner, probably, now that the affair partner you have, Nick, is showing less interest. I would hate to give the impression there's anything wrong or lacking in my husband. But you already said that you very rarely had sex with the guy, so you already implied as much. I've always had a naughty streak. 46, unmarried. Still riding the CC, I bet. I like intrigue and secrets, though I'm not so good at keeping them. Your husband must be fucking clueless. You've been keeping this one for 3 years. She goes on to say, Apple Tree Yard, which was about an affair, was one of my favorite books of recent years, and I love the BBC adaptation with Emily Watson. So she claimed not be looking for an affair. That wasn't her intent, and yet... One of her favorite books. She's got a naughty streak. She likes intrigue and secrets. Oh, but she wasn't looking for an affair. It just happened. Oh, yeah. Sure, honey. Anyway, the story goes on to say, I would say those first 6 months of the affair were a heady mix of bliss and pain, which is what one must expect from an extramarital affair. Nick is neither empathetic nor kind. The opposite of Tom, in fact, and maybe this is part of the attraction. Even at 70, she still wants the bad boy. Let this be a lesson to you, gentlemen. And I know he sees other women because he tells me. He's creating that competition, you see? That she's still getting him and can get him makes you want to chase him even more because it gives her further validation. Oh, he's got all these options and he's still getting with me. I'm still beautiful. I'm still pretty. Look at me. Yeah, but he got under my skin and it was akin to an obsession. Talk about mega lacking of meaning in this world's life. I would like this affair to end and become a friendship. Rather than be the on-off thing it has evolved into, but I admit, I keep getting drawn back in. During the first lockdown, I did manage to break it off. Ours was never going to be a Zoom relationship, though. But just prior to the second lockdown, we got back together. Yeah, you just couldn't help yourself. He's too attractive, too alluring. Nick had been texting and emailing to say he missed me. Yeah. Guess his wife said, I'm cutting you off sexually. Guess the other broad was on vacation. I don't know. I felt the same and I weakened. Oh, you weakened. Yeah. Again, more of this minimalization language. She weakened. The thing is, I've got a full life, a good husband, good friends, and my work as a potter is hugely important. Yeah, it's all you have. Oh, yeah, no kids, no grandkids. I bet it's hugely important. That was your justification for staying single all that time. I was working 12 hours a day making pots. I had no time for a hubby. Yeah. But you found time to date and ride the CC until you were 46. I would never, ever do this again. Bullshit. No, nobody takes your word seriously. I wouldn't believe you. Of course you would do this again. You're still doing it now. I might develop a flirty relationship with a man. Ooh, yeah. Perhaps that's something we could all do with, but I would not start another affair. She's lying out her ass. She goes on to say, I suppose I vacillate between celebrating and regretting my actions, but ultimately I would firmly come down on the side of celebration. You say you're really not that guilty. You're not guilty. You don't celebrate something you're guilty about. I ran over that baby when I was drunk. Oh, I feel so guilty. You don't say 3 years later, you know, I'm celebrating it. That's kind of counter to guilty. That's kind of counter to feeling guilty, yo. You know, so she celebrates. Yeah, so she celebrates it, but she feels guilty. Yeah, I don't think so, sweetheart. A guilty secret, perhaps, but one I treasure. I wonder how much you'll treasure it if your hubby finds out and he leaves you destitute in the gutter. Yeah, I guess that being a potter isn't all that valued, yo. I wonder when the last time it was that she had an art exhibition and people were buying up her pottery in droves. Yeah, we're not Native American, sweetheart. We're not living in a 15th century Venice. People don't give a fuck about pottery. I guarantee you this guy's paying all the bills. This beta buck deluxe dude that she is fucking married to, yo. Who she cheats on to be with the broke, flat-sharing, alcoholic, philandering cad. Let that be a lesson to you guys. Women want the bad boy even at 70 years of age.
Anyhow, let me know what you think of this story. I think it was very educational. I think it's very enlightening. Teaches you guys some good, interesting lessons about women. No matter how old they get, they don't really change. But let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. And again, if you really like and appreciate the raw red pill nature of my content, please go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. And please consider making a donation. I could really use your help.